You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to our program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. We are Mary Angela
and Nick.
So happy that you can join us this evening.
As Mary Angela says, a big welcome to everyone listening and to the Radio Maria audience, new listeners and the ones that have been with us the many years, and especially the people listening from our parish at All Saints.
Thank you.
So before we start the show, we please ask that you make yourself comfortable. Maybe light a candle, breathe, and relax. Let us spend this next hour together as we discuss hope and healing, all things going forward.
Our intentions this evening are that we pray for the children that passed away in all the residential schools in Canada. And we also pray for the souls of Gavin McKnight, Mrs. Locurto, Chazira Redigonda. May they all rest in peace. We also pray for all those in need of healing, for Amadeo, for our brother John Mossa, for the continuing healing of our brother Frank Artuso, and for also our aunts, Cosimina and Tecla.
Yeah, you know, these prayers of intentions, you know, go a long way. And we also pray for your intentions. So we take a moment just to pause and we pray for all of your intentions.
So let's begin in prayer. Jesus went to every town and village. He taught in their meeting places and preached the good news about God's kingdom. Jesus also healed every kind of disease and sickness. Amen. So yeah, that's going to be our topic, all about healing.
Yeah. Hope and healing.
Hope and healing.
All good things, especially with everything that we've gone through.
Yes, and what have we gone through?
Yeah, so we start with some good news. You know, the COVID numbers, things are getting much better. There were fewer cases being reported, and many people are getting vaccinated. And the best part is that the church is starting to slowly get full.
Yeah, we're able to gather again.
You know. And so COVID-19 has taken its toll on us mentally, physically, financially, and also spiritually. A lot, you know, we worry a lot. We have anxiety. Maybe we watch too much news, right? You know, with sickness and death on the news 24 hours, it does take a toll, right? We are in a state of shock. Really?
Yeah, we could be very
maybe
much.
Denial. Right?
Yeah, a lot of people. We are also desensitized. We may be even disoriented. Like, what is really going on here?
Yeah. You know, we are overwhelmed.
Yeah, we feel overwhelmed with all of this news.
Here's another word, besieged.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just on a Monday morning to start the week. So, what is it that we need?
So we are in very much in need for the gospel of the good news, because it always leads us to joy. And so this evening, we're going to be talking a little bit about suffering, but mostly we're going to focus on how to deal and cope with suffering, always turning it over to Jesus so he can heal. He's the hope of the world. He'll turn our pain into joy. So let us build the city of God. May our tears be turned into dancing.
Yeah, I like that. That's one of our favorite songs.
Mm-hmm. The city of God, yes.
So this evening, we're going to have a little bit of fun. You know, it is, as Marian's mentioned, it is about suffering, but we're also going to have, try to turn that suffering into joy. And so this evening will be like back in 1968, when Elvis was away for a long time, he did his big comeback, right? And that's what we are. We're making a comeback, just like Elvis. We
yes.
will be stronger. We will be healthier. We will be in a new state of mind and attitude, because that is the theme of the year, new year.
And a new attitude.
Right. So we called it the 2021 response, a manifestation leading to transformation. Chuck Swindoll says that it's 10% what happens to you and 90% what you do about it.
And so let's do some good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we start with a funny. There's three types of people. There are the number one, some people look at what happened. Number two, some people make things happen. And number three, some people wonder what happened.
And so which one are you?
Which one are you, right? Yeah. So just food for thought. We let you guys think about it.
So let's begin by looking at what exactly is suffering. So the definition. Well, suffering is a state of undergoing pain, distress, or hardship. And we all know that Jesus, the Son of God, also endured much suffering, like we all do. And suffering is a part of life. We all go through it at some point. We don't know why we suffer or undergo trial, but through it, in some way, it brings us closer to Jesus. And our reliance on God may help us get through this suffering and pain. The pain is real, and it also helps to keep us humble. Now, the purpose of greater intimacy with Christ, well, God helps us to prepare for suffering by teaching us and showing us that through suffering, we're meant to go deeper in our relationship with God. We really, are meant to really get close to him and to Christ. We get to know him better when we share his pain. And the people who write most deeply and sweetly about the preciousness of Christ are people who have suffered with him deeply. And we know the many saints that write about their suffering, and they have that strong relationship with Christ because of it.
And, we know people in our lives that, and show tonight is a testimony of all the people that we know that have gone through trials and tribulations. And we're just like a witness or an agent, just sharing the great stories on how, they survive and they go forward and carry a big smile.
Yes.
It's truly incredible.
It is.
Because that's what this show's all about. Yeah. It's all about wrapping up all the wonderful stories, homilies, YouTube things that we've researched, and just putting it in a nice little 1-hour package.
So for you,
put your seatbelt on. It's going to be really, really fun.
And so in the face of human suffering, rather than asking why, Jesus always swung into action and healed all kinds of sicknesses. He raised the dead and consoled the afflicted, and he comforted the brokenhearted. He also forgave sinners and liberated those who were in the power of the devil and welcomed the oppressed and the rejected. And we later see that Jesus's great suffering, right? He was beaten. He was bruised and broken.
And he kept getting up.
And he kept getting up. The state and was moving on.
Three times in the stations of the cross.
Yeah, and moving on. So we have, you know, a lot to learn. And so we see, you know, at the Last Supper, when Jesus breaks the bread, what he's doing is he's really enacting a powerful prophetic sign. What he's doing is he's declaring that his very body will be broken and his very blood would be poured out for us. He's also stating that those who share in this sacred meal are participants in his very passion and paschal mystery. And so by sharing, you know, we have that compassion. And so compassion means to suffer with just by being there for those that need help.
So we ask you guys to maybe take a moment. So we're going to do some reflections when suffering. So we suffer, but the question is, what is the root cause? Before we fix any suffering, we may be suffering, we may be in pain, but sometimes we're so emotional, we don't know what the root cause is. So take a moment and think, what is that root cause? How am I responding to it? Mm-hmm. How should I be responding to it? Am I learning anything from it?
And does my response demonstrate faith? Love for God and for others, a Christ-like character, values, commitment, priorities? Does it demonstrate all of these? And how can God use my suffering in my life? And also, time and patience is needed in all healing. So are we aware of this?
So with that, we have some steps to coping with suffering. Now, you guys might be asking, we're going to have some fun. How can we have fun when the show's about suffering? Well, as Marianne mentioned before, we're going to turn our tears into joy. Mm-hmm. Because
And dancing.
Yeah, like that. Hopefully, you know, we can be able to do that when everything opens up.
Right.
You know, and they say daylight is just before the darkest hour. So what we came up with this idea. So this will be our Jeopardy part of the program. We will share with you healing words that start with H.
So that's the topic of of Jeopardy.
So
words
so
that start with H.
Words that start with H that help us for healing and hope. Mm-hmm. So the first one is for $100. Pope Francis calls it the shortest prayer. It is?
What is help?
$100, Miranda.
And that's a really important point, helping, right? By talking and sharing with someone your suffering and whatever you're dealing with and need to cope with, perhaps you need to seek counsel with a therapist or a doctor, right?
Don't hold it in.
Yeah, don't hold it in. And I always remember it's so important to share with others, because if you really do share, like, for example, sharing joy, your joy only doubles and triples and magnifies because you're sharing it. Same with suffering, though. Like, when you share in the suffering with someone, it doesn't triple or magnify. What it does is kind of diminishes because you're dividing it, that you're paying with someone else. And it's helping you unload that burden.
Yeah, you're getting, I like what you say, you're unloading it, right? They're just getting it off your, you know, out of your system, right? Because, you know, we're so emotional and that's a very first good step. So.
And talking about and getting it out of you is so important. And so don't keep me in, right?
So you could,
because you're getting very emotional, what's good to do?
You could cry, you could scream, you could laugh, or even punch a soft pillow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just get it out. It's so important.
So for $200, a healing word that starts with HS.
The Holy Spirit. What is the Holy Spirit, I should say, because it's Jeopardy.
Yeah. Guide me and enlighten me and be with me. So for $300, the next H word rhymes with cope.
What is hope?
Good.
Yeah. So by hope, it's just like being there, being present and believing that, you know, this time of suffering, this too shall pass. We're going to get through it because life is, full of hills and valleys, ups and downs. And so this too shall pass.
Isn't that the truth? Just when things are going good, you know, phone call happens or something, you knock on the door. But you know what? It will pass. We need to stay hopeful. So for $400, a word that rhymes with fragility.
What is humility?
Very good.
And so with humility, a good place to start is by prayer and being silent. And suffering really humbles us because we really get to know that we need to rely on God, right?
It makes
it's
us
not
stop.
Our doing. It's, yeah, it makes
going,
us stop.
We're going 100 miles an hour and then like, you come to a stop. It's like, what happened?
Yeah, because if everything's always good
and go.
And nothing, you know, ever goes wrong. Well, of course, we would think that it's all because of us, our doing. But no, by suffering, it takes us out of our hand and makes us realize that we really need to rely on God and, on Christ.
So for $500, a word within a word.
That's a kind of a tough one. How about what is health? Because there's heal in the word health, right?
I never thought of that. I like that. And sometimes when you see people, you always say to them, go to health. And that's probably the best thing you could tell them. Health, happiness, and wholeness, right? So we need to eat well. We need to exercise and go back to the basics. Drink lots of water.
That's so important.
So Maranja, for $600, what is an H word that is the best, is one of the best medicines?
Well, usually what is laughter, but being an H word, I would say what is humor?
Excellent.
And so laughter is the best medicine and really it costs nothing.
Creates serotonin and dopamine or one of the, you know, some of those natural, it's like a natural high, right? And, you know, you always feel good when you have a good laugh, right?
Yes, so it releases.
So try to include laughter in your day whenever you're going through some hardship.
For sure.
So for $700, what is the prayer of our Holy Mother?
The prayer to our Holy Mother is, what is the Hail Mary? And so that's, you know, important to include when we want to deal with suffering. Let's, you know, just pray and include Mary, our mother, in our healing and saying Hail Mary, or even like praying the whole rosary.
So we'll say one now. Hail Mary, full of grace.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen.
So now the next one is for $800. Hey, it's the Daily Double.
Wow.
What is an H word that is our goal or we try to achieve?
What is harmony?
Yes.
And our goal really through it all is to achieve peace, isn't it?
Yeah, peace, just so you can sleep well, be at peace, and, you know, just to feel good, at ease. So not dis-ease, but at ease.
That's right.
So now we move on to watching out for negative coping strategies. Big coping strategy now is escapism, which is this tendency to seek distraction and relief from unpleasant realities, especially seeking entertainment or engaging in fantasy.
So what are some of these escapisms?
You know, when you think big, you want to, you know, maybe you're spending a lot of money on the lottery. You're spending money on drugs.
Yeah.
You're spending money on these big trips that, you know, it's good to have hope, but let's also be real, right?
Yeah.
Other issues that we cope with are addictions.
Right.
Like, you know, drugs, overeating. Alcohol.
Drinking.
Drinking too much. Another big thing is binge watching.
Yeah. Right? Like that's a big one these days.
People
right?
watch hours and hours of screen time and episodes and, you know, being on the screen, like be a computer or tablet or your phone for long hours. You know, these are negative coping strategies. It's kind of like a procrastination.
Yeah, and these coping strategies are deceiving because, you know, if you do a little bit of, you know, of it, like a little bit of watching TV, a little bit of eating, drinking, you know, it's fine.
Moderation.
In moderation. But when it gets out of hand, that's bad. Yeah.
So the thing, a good friend of mine gave me a book about addiction. And the only, a big way to deal and to combat addiction is through grace. The grace of God and getting to the source of the problem and detaching from it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And one of the best prayers for that
is the serenity prayer. And so the serenity prayer goes like this: God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen.
Amen. So, that's one of the most famous prayers by Reinhold Niebuhr. And I think that's the Alcoholics Anonymous prayer.
That's
like,
right,
you know, you would only see the first three lines. But then when I found out there's 12 different stages, like in grieving, there's five different stages of grieving, right? So suffering just doesn't stop tomorrow. There's many stages to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing, as we mentioned before, is, you know, if you hit rock bottom or you realize, what was the Pope Francis, what did he say? What's the shortest, one of the shortest and best prayers?
Is help.
Yeah, help. Yeah. Reach out.
Yeah.
And, you know, and only good things can start to happen. You know, good things will start to happen. It will take time. So, and one of favorite segments of our show are the power words. And we start with Mary Angela.
So here we go. Abundance, acceptance, action, awakening, becoming, blessings, breath, calm, caring, charity, change. Cope.
We move to detachment, discernment. We go to ease, empowerment, enthusiasm. This is a big one. Endurance. We go to generosity, goodwill, grace, gratitude.
Happiness, health. Inspiration, Jesus, kindness, laughter, letting go.
And letting God.
And letting God in. That's right. And yeah, so in dealing with our suffering, it's also important to look to the saints because we can learn a lot from them. And so here are some things that we found from the saints, what they've said. So Saint Ignatius Loyola states that if God sends you many sufferings, it is a sign that he has great plans for you and certainly wants you to make you a saint.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the saints have gone through a lot of sufferings. Yeah. Saint John of the Cross says, the road is narrow. He who wishes to travel it more easily must cast off all things and use the cross as his cane. In other words, he must truly resolve to suffer willingly for the love of God in all things.
And this is from Saint Teresa of Avila. One must not think that a person who is suffering is not praying. He or she is offering up their sufferings to God, and many a time is praying much more truly than the one who goes away by himself and meditates. So you know, prayer is the key.
Right.
We all pray in a different way.
Yes.
We need to find time to pray because prayer is our dialogue with God. Mm-hmm. It is our connection with him. And sometimes it's just silence. Just we need to
Just be in listen. His presence.
Sometimes we ask for help and then we just listen and God will speak to us.
Yes. And not only should we be looking to the saints, but we should be looking to Mother Mary. She's also a great example. We find that she stood at the foot of the cross, and Mary suffers, you know, at the foot of the cross, seeing her son crucified.
Our Lady of Sorrows.
Our Lady of Sorrows and tears. And she's not only a witness to the suffering, but she also shares in the suffering. And so she plays a part with Jesus in his saving action, in his salvation for us, right? She plays a part.
Big part.
Yes. Yeah. And we also remember that at the cross, when Jesus is in so much pain and suffering, what he does, he gives us the gift of Mary, as our spiritual mother, to take care of us and the church. And he does this as a really intense time when he's suffering there on the cross, being crucified, right? So, you know, we have to realize that he sees this giving of the gift of Mother Mary as very important. And what the reason is, he wants us to know that we have someone to turn to, our spiritual mother, our mother who can help us get through all the pain and suffering. And finally, we also can look to Jesus. And in the face of human suffering, we can ask, rather than asking why all the suffering is happening, like we said earlier, Jesus swings into action and heals all kinds of sicknesses, right? And so when we look to him, we realize that we can also help in others' healing by being present, by consoling, just as he consoled and he comforted others. We too can offer that same help.
Yeah, so true. I think it all starts with a choice. Healing starts with a choice. If sometimes, you know, we're going through so much, that we don't see that choice, right? And so what, you know, big thing tonight is, you know, we need to be the hope to show others suffering. And sometimes it's us. Mm-hmm. We need, you know, we go through things ourselves, right? And, you know, by doing this program,
right,
preparing this program, mm-hmm. we learn so much about our faith and how much more work that I need to do. Maybe not you, Marianja. You're a little more complete and perfect than me.
No, I don't think so.
But
you are.
This is the beauty and the grace of our faith, right? When you open one door, so many doors open to heaven, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to share with you some suffering quotes from the Bible. And the God of all grace who calls you to his eternal glory in Christ after you have suffered a little while will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts all of us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Wow.
Yeah. So he is our comforter, isn't he?
Yeah. And so we receive it and we also share
it. Yes. And this is one of our favorite passages from the Bible.
I think it comes up in almost every program.
Maybe it does, but it's so deep and so, you know, we just love it. So therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Yeah. So, I love it so much because it just explains how, like, glory in our sufferings. How can we be gloried
one day,
glorified in our sufferings,
when
right?
When we look back.
Yeah.
When we've endured and coped.
That's the thing. And it goes on to explain that because suffering, it produces perseverance. And through that perseverance, it builds up our character.
And
through our character, it's like our hope, right?
Yeah.
And in the end, really what we're all hoping for is to go to that city of God, right?
Jerusalem.
To be with him in heaven.
That's our destiny and our journey. And when they ask you, what is your goal in life? I want to go to the city of God, Jerusalem.
Amen. And so, it's all about grace and realizing that God's grace is sufficient. That's all we need is God's grace. And also, with that is that when I'm weak, I am strong.
Yeah, that's Saint Paul, mm-hmm. when he was suffering affliction and his realization, right? That he became strong when he was weak.
Right.
So we are going to a segment called the Joy Thief. So, the Joy Thief steals our energy and we wonder what happened and we cannot heal. So a good person to combat that, this is, we figured we'd have a little bit of joy. With the Joy Thief is the problem and the Elvis songs as the answer.
How perfect is that?
So Mary Angela will talk a little bit about the Joy Thief. And then I will say the song that Elvis would sing to,
solve it.
Solve it, yes. Or the reason why it happens.
So the first is that people may gossip and say bad things, but don't get upset, just...
return to sender.
Also, when faced with a difficult situation, think Jesus.
You are always on my mind.
Mm-hmm. Regret. We are hard on our past decision, but God's love is mercy.
Amazing grace.
Amen. So Some people we encounter are stubborn or close-minded. Even the people in Jesus's hometown rejected his healing, and they sang this song.
I did it my way.
Oh, boy. When we encounter someone who may be a bit of a bully, let's use reserve psychology. And?
We love them tenderly.
Aha, love them tenderly. Doubt and disbelief sometimes are our worst enemy. Watch out for?
Our own suspicious minds.
Aha, suspicious indeed. Judging people. Do we know what really is going on in their lives?
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Important. Don't become lukewarm or bored in life.
Have a burning love for Jesus.
Procrastinate, leaving things to the last minute.
It's now or never.
Oh. Anger, frustrated with life. Jesus asks us to...
Don't be cruel, even in hard times.
And finally, doubt, regret can take our energy. Let us sing.
O Lord, my God, how great thou art. So right now, we will take a short musical break. And when we come back, we will share with you more healing stories and some of the miracles that Jesus did. Enjoy.
Are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
Welcome back, dear friends. We're going to share with you a few more healing words. Mindfulness, miracle, motivation, nurturing, oneness with God.
Open, optimism, options, patience, peace, perseverance, possibilities. Yeah, and let's move on to talk about some of the traits that we see in Jesus when he heals. And we can learn a lot from these traits, can't we?
Oh, yeah.
And the first one is compassionate. Jesus never looked away from people. He always looked upon them, and he had great compassion. And so whenever people were around him, Jesus understood their real needs, what their real needs were, and sought to address them. For some, physical healing was necessary, and for others, the root issue was spiritual. But in all cases, Jesus took the time to actually notice that people were hurting, and his compassion drove him to help them. So we have to be aware of that. You know, be aware when, you know, when people are hurting and suffering.
Notice I always say that. Jesus is our greatest, you know, he is the Son of God, and he should be our greatest role model. So we look to him. The next trait would be a servant. So without a doubt, Jesus was the ultimate servant. Jesus tells everyone the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. Despite having the authority to get anything he wanted or have people praise and pamper him, he did the exact opposite by lowering himself and serving others.
Next trait is loving. Obviously, Jesus had love for others. If he didn't, he wouldn't be compassionate, nor be a servant. Jesus claimed that there is no greater love than to die for one of your friends, and he did just that. He died for all of us. And if anyone doubts his love, all they have to do is look upon the cross and see the agony that he bore for our sakes. He experienced that horrible death so that all can be saved. And that very clearly shows that he had true love. Yeah, it's true love at its finest.
Forgiving. One of the most startling things said in the scripture is found in Luke 23:34. When Jesus is on the cross and proclaims, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Even while bleeding and experiencing pain, Jesus had his heart set on mercy and forgiveness.
Another trait is committed. Jesus had no lack of commitment whatsoever. Whatever he was or whoever he was with, he was fully in the moment and fully committed to his goals. And despite praying fervently in the Garden of Gethsemane, he avoided having to bear his cross and all that the physical torture. He knew it was the only way to pray for everyone's sin. So he stayed completely committed to his goal.
Yeah, it would have been really easy just to pass the cup over.
Yeah.
And, you know, wow, that story, you know, is just so powerful. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, Jesus was prayerful. So no matter how busy his ministry got, he found time to be alone and pray. Whether it is in the Garden of Gethsemane, across a river, in the desert, or a mountaintop, Jesus disappeared for a while in order to pray to the Lord. People always tried to find him, and he never turned them away. But he also made sure to make time spent with his Heavenly Father a priority.
Yes. Another trait is gentleness. There were certainly times where Jesus used stern words, but he always knew when gentleness was appropriate. Children seemed to love coming to him, and he made sure the disciples knew not to hinder them when they did so. And so when speaking with his disciples, mother, or other ladies, he could be very kind-hearted and gentle. But when he was giving someone a rebuke or making a point in an argument, he knew when turning up the heat was necessary and only did it strategically.
Jesus was patient. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus clearly gets portrayed as a very patient man. You know, if you read the Gospels, he had a lot of resistance. You know, people in his own town, the Pharisees.
Didn't believe him.
Even some of his apostles resisted and went against him. So he was very patient. So after all, he was surrounded by his, you know, as I just mentioned, some of his disciples who constantly doubted him, right? So he kept his composure and responded appropriately to every individual and situation he was in.
Jesus also had self-control. And before his ministry was launched, Jesus spent time being tempted by the devil in the wilderness. Although he was offered food, power, and many other things, Jesus controlled his desires and submitted them all to the will of the Father. Yes, he had desires for food and other things, but he had a greater desire to obey the Lord and accomplish what he set out to do.
So I heard this beautiful phrase from a priest from the Queen of Mary in Montreal, homily. He said, Jesus is the embodiment of perfection. He truly is obedient par excellence.
Indeed, he is. Par excellence.
You know, with his obedience, he showed us, you know, it is possible. Just follow his path.
And the last trait to share with you is Jesus was humble. Jesus had every opportunity and right to demand praise and accolades for his miracles and teachings, but he never did. Even when the crowd sought to make him king, he rushed away from their grasp. He did not want to become a sideshow performance that people could enjoy. Rather, he wanted to seek and save the lost and offer forgiveness for sinful people. Yes, he could have traveled around in order to show off his powers in other towns, but he chose not to, and he stayed humble.
So with the traits of Jesus, he was able to do many healing miracles, right? One of our favorites, they've been talking about this recently in the Sunday Mass Gospels, and the Gospels recently. You know, a woman who had been bleeding or hemorrhaging for 12 years came up behind Jesus and barely touched his clothes. She had said to herself, if I can only touch his clothes, I would get well. And Jesus turned around and said, who touched me? All my power has gone from me. So when Jesus saw who it was, he said to the woman, don't worry. You are now made well because of your faith. At that moment, she was healed. Jesus also healed a crippled man. He said, it is easier for me to tell this crippled man that his sins are forgiven. He asked the question, is it easier for me to tell this crippled person that his sins are forgiven or to tell him to pick up and get up off his mat and go home? I will show you that the Son of Man has the right to forgive sins here on earth. So Jesus said to the man, get up, pick up your mat and go home. The man got up, picked up his mat and went home while everyone watched in amazement. You know, I heard a story. Why did he take the mat with him, right? I think it was a reminder that, you know, it's like St. Paul with the thorn on his side, right? We can't forget where we came from, but we know where we're going, right? So, you know, I found that pretty deep insightful thought.
Then there was the blind man at the pool. After Jesus said this, he spit on the ground, he made some of mud and smeared it on the man's eyes. Then he said, go and wash off the mud. The man went and washed in Siloam, which means one who is sent. When he had washed off the mud, he could see. So he heals the blind.
Yeah. So there's many stories of healing. We'll just say a few more. When there's one for healing in the sense of our fear and anxiety. And when Jesus calmed the storm, you know, Jesus and his disciples were crossing the Sea of Galilee and water coming in. And they asked him, Father, Jesus, wake up. We're sinking. Don't you care? And he said to them, "Oh, ye of little faith," you know, he calmed the winds and they couldn't believe it, right? It's like, whoa, this guy, he is
our
Lord and Savior.
And that passage always reminds me of the time that when we were in the Sea of Galilee.
Yes, and right? We were on the boat.
In the Holy Land, yeah, and we were on the boat. And it was raining that time.
It started to rain.
And
That's just after we read that gospel.
Yeah, so it was giving me goosebumps, right? It always brings me back to that moment.
They say that, many times all the miracles aren't written because there's so many that Jesus did, right? You know, a few more, Jesus healed the blind. He healed people who couldn't hear. He healed possessed people,
right?
People, he commanded the evil, the demon-possessed people to be gone, right? And they would run. They knew who Jesus was, right? Mm-hmm. And they just were like, whoa, shivering, right?
He also raised people from the dead,
yeah,
right? Like
yeah.
His friend Lazarus.
Lazarus. And what's the shortest quote in the Bible? It is in that parable. It said, Jesus wept.
Oh.
Right? Mm-hmm. So that shows you that Jesus was human,
mm-hmm.
yet divine.
Yes.
Right? And he could heal.
Yeah.
Right?
Because he really felt for his friend. Yeah. And there's also the healing of the 10 leopards. So as Jesus was headed to Jerusalem, he was met by 10 leopards. And as outcasts and sick men, they knew that they could not approach the general public. And so they called to Jesus from where they were, from afar, and asked for mercy. And Jesus simply told them to go to the priest so that they could be proclaimed clean. And as they traveled to find the priest, their bodies were healed. Jesus did not need to touch them. He did not need to ask them for a show of faith, but simply through his will, he was able to heal these men. And once they realized they were clean, one of them returned to Jesus and bowed down to worship him. This man wanted to thank him for the healing powers that was shown to him. And this man was a Samaritan. But Jesus asked, where were the other nine? And they had not returned to offer thanks. Jesus told this man that his faith had made him whole.
It kind of reminds me of when I'm driving on the highway and you let people in. No one thanks you. So out of every 10, you might get one thank you.
Yeah.
And that kind of.
That's okay.
That
you
reminds me.
For your,
yeah, know, that's yeah. That, what would Jesus do,
yeah.
Right? He would let them in.
Yeah,
so,
for your own goodwill, yeah.
So one of our favorite songs is called The City of God. Now, we won't sing it. We will read it. So
it's such a beautiful song.
Yeah. One of our good friends, Dan Smith, would always play this at the cathedral.
Mm-hmm. And with his guitar.
With his guitar, his acoustic guitar. Oh, it's fantastic. So The City of God. Awake from your slumber. Arise from your sleep. A new day is dawning for those who weep. The people of darkness have seen a great light. The Lord of our long mourning, he has conquered the night.
Let us build the city of God. May our tears be turned into dancing. For the Lord, our light and our love, has turned the night into day. Let us build the city of God. May our tears be turned into dancing. For the Lord, our light and our love, has turned the night into day. We are sons of the morning and daughters of the day. The one who has loved us has brightened our way. The Lord of all kindness has called us to be the light for the nations, to set captors free.
Let us build the city of God. May our tears be turned into dancing. For the Lord, our light and our love, he has turned the night into day. Let us build the city of God. May our tears be turned into dancing.
For the Lord, our light and our love, has turned the night into day.
So again, let us build the city of God. Wow. We could say that all night long, right?
Yeah.
Sounds so much better when you sing it, right?
Of course.
So we shared with you many thoughts, prayers and reflections. We have maybe a couple more we'd like to share with you before we close this evening. Mariangela, we'll share the, we'll see it. This one, the prayer of healing.
Sure.
So when you are anxious in a state of inner turmoil, your body system interacts in ways that are not good for you. That's called stress.
Yes.
Being overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Conversely, when you're in a state of inner peace, the body is in a calm state. We turn to Jesus, Mother Mary, mm-hmm. Saint Joseph, the holy saints.
Yeah.
How about our parents? They're really great role models, right?
Yeah.
Like to give us inner peace, you know, like we've been blessed, you know, to have so much given, and this is our way of giving back.
Right.
Right. Almighty and everlasting God, Jesus, I come before you in great need of your mercy. You are the doctor. You are the great physician of my soul.
I humbly ask you to send forth your healing power into every area of my inner woundedness. I surrender to you all areas of unforgiveness, especially those hurtful past events where anger and bitterness have allowed to fester, have been allowed to fester, causing harm to my physical health. By act of my free will, I choose to forgive everybody, including the people who have hurt me the most. I release my desire to receive an apology, my need to be justified in my actions, and my need to acknowledge others the injustice. I surrender entirely to you and your merciful hands. I denounce all forms of anger, bitterness, and resentments, and command every evil spirit that has entered my body through the lack of forgiveness to leave now and go straight to the feet of my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. So one more prayer. Prayer to mend what is broken. Heavenly Father, I call you right now in a special way. It is through your power of Jesus Christ that I was created. Every breath I take, every morning I wake, and every moment of every hour, I live under your power. Please grant me the hope, courage, and strength to go forward. So I will share with you basically a recap of the night in one word. And the word is heal.
Heal.
And the acronym for heal, remember, heal is in the word health.
That's right.
So don't be offended if someone says to you, go to health, because healthy state of mind, healthy body, mind, and spirit. So the word heal stands for this. H is for hope. E is to endure. A is to accept. And L is to let go and let God.
Amen.
And one more L is love.
Oh, yes.
Right? So take your pick. So hope, endure, accept, and love make up heal. And with that, Mariangela found this wonderful prayer, which we will close the evening. And we want to thank you, the listeners.
Thank you for listening, as always.
And supporting Radio Maria. Mm-hmm. Please consider them in your yearly or monthly donation. Yep. We thank Alex. And we thank everyone who made this evening happen. And especially to all our friends at All Saints and good friends listening near and far.
And far. And so we end with this prayer. Dear God, please bring your healing balm and presence to wounds or hurt that exist. You desire us to be in a place of peace, love, and grace. May we be agents of those gifts in all that we do as you see fit and proper. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear friends. We wish you have a wonderful evening and a great summer.
That's right. Yeah.
And we'll catch up in August.
I hope we were able to share some thoughts and on, you know, hope and healing.
Yeah.
And you got a lot out of it.
Yeah. Good things going forward. You know, as we said, we turn to Jesus, Mother Mary,
the saints,
Saint Joseph.
Yeah.
You know, when we turn to holy people, only good things can happen.
So we wish you good night and God bless.
Take care. Bye.
May the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus.
be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus With Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.